hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. With us today is Susan Thompson from VivaLaCanada.ca. That's V-I-V-E. Let me see.
L-E.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah,
it's French, so yeah.
I got a printout here, and for some reason it did the... everything else is in black and white, and I can't read it. Yeah, Viva, V-I-V-E-L-E, Le, Canada, .ca. And Susan, how long have you had this website?
We've been up since 2003, actually.
Okay.
I actually used to work for a U.S. advocacy organization, MoveOn.org, which is very supportive of the Democrats down there, one of the reasons that I left it. But I came across this information then and founded the website, resigned from them, founded the website to raise awareness here in Canada about what was going on.
Just you piqued my curiosity. What was MoveOn.org doing that you didn't like?
Well, I mean, I started out basically fighting, going to war in Afghanistan and questioning the events around 9/11. And the website I was doing that with was folded into MoveOn.org. And basically just I wanted to focus on these Canadian issues. And being Canadian, I'm not just a blind supporter of the Democrats. I understand why a lot of people support them in the U.S. That's fine, but I'm Canadian, so to me it was a very Democrat-focused organization, and I wanted to move away from that and focus, use the same tools to focus on the issues here at home. Mm-hmm. And the most pressing one that I learned about during my time with that organization was this issue.
Yeah, and it's strange. I alluded to this earlier because politics is a dividing line that keeps a lot of people from crossing over, linking hands with, I mean, just because you're a liberal or a Democrat in this country doesn't make you subhuman. You know, you don't have to be calling yourself a conservative Christian Republican in this country to be recognized as being a human being. And this is some of the damage that I see done when they talk and they involve politics. This has got nothing to do with politics. You know, I don't care if you're a Democrat, I don't care if you're a Republican, I don't care if in Canada you're conservative or liberal, it does not matter. What matters is that there are a group of people working overtime to erode your sovereignty, your self-determination, and a whole laundry list of things of which, when it comes into being, and by God's graces, that does not happen, but when it comes into being, it's going to be nigh impossible to reverse.
Well, yeah, and this is something we see with our website, because we're not not linked to any one political party for this exact reason. So we see a range of people who visit the website and who are interested in this, from conservatives within the U.S. to, progressives in Canada, and as well as sort of the traditional conservatives in Canada, which, like in the U.S., are not neoconservatives. They're conservative in the sense that they want to preserve what we have, and the policies that we have and the traditions we have. And that kind of conservative is the sort of person who really understands this issue and works with it. So we try and take sort of a nonpartisan approach through the website. Now, I should say that I did run here federally for our third party, which is the NDP. And in Canada, our third party has a mite bit more power than third parties may in the U.S. because we're not just a singly two-party system.
Right.
Now, that was unsuccessful, but I that is the only party in Canada, the one who has never been in government, that is opposing this and is doing things like bringing a petition in to oppose the SPP, because they have the leeway to do so.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks. 800-313-9443 if you would like to opine.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We'll go to your calls momentarily here. 800-313-9443. Folks, and again, I cannot express this enough. A talk show host is supposed to be artfully crafting words to paint you a picture. Well, here it is. It's a freaking nightmare, all right? And what these people are planning to do, and they're behind schedule. This is all supposed to be in place by 2010. And I cannot express and urge you. I mean, this is an urgent plea and a call. This is the most devastating thing that is going to ever happen to you in your lifetime, your kids, and your children's children's children. We are all going to be under this yoke if it is not stopped here and now. And the United States really is the linchpin to this deal. Okay, it isn't necessarily Canada or necessarily, it's not necessarily Mexico. It is the United States. Remember, we used to be the richest nation. Now we're the greatest debtor nation. We have probably more poverty in this country than they do in Canada. And we have different systems of government and different ways of doing things. Literally in this country, folks, that we have been emptied out. We have been attacked, raped, robbed in so many different ways, it's almost incalculable. It is amazing. And the biggest thing that we face in our life and our biggest mission in our lifetime, your lifetime, my lifetime, ladies and gentlemen, is the defeat and the exposure of the globalist grand plan here for their globalized economies, their globalization, or as we used to say, and we've been talking about this subject now for more than 10 years. I was talking about this back in 92, 93 when they passed NAFTA. This is going to be the mirror of the European Union. They already have the Amero sitting in U.S. banks right now, ready for distribution. It is real, it is tangible, and it is not a conspiracy theory. And what really gets me about this, Susan, 10 years ago, I was classified as being anti-government. I was classified as being disenfranchised or disgruntled. When we used the term New World Order, we were scoffed and laughed at as being conspiracy theorists. When they spoke about it in their eloquent ways and with their power of press, their editorials, their editorial staffs, the newspapers that they control, the media, the electronic media that they control here, they could talk about it all day long, but see, we're not talking about the same thing. We were talking exactly about the same thing and sounding the alarm bells for a long, long time.
Yeah, that happens today for sure. This doesn't exist, but it's a good thing. It seems to be the argument from our own elites, so it's a little bit hard to swallow that argument.
You know, I mean, this, you know, folks, I don't mean to be glib about this, but this is almost like the part of the script that was left out of The Wizard of Oz. You know, that's how bizarre this is. All right, let's go to the phones. David in Texas. Hello, David.
Yes, John. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Great. Hey, John. Hey, Susan. Scary stuff going on. I bought Jerome Corsi's Late Great USA and went through it in about a day and a half, and mm-hmm. it's passed it on to my father, who's a PhD in economics. And I said, find something in here that you disagree with, and he could not. And the scary part is that most of the people I work with, most of my friends and colleagues and people of all ranks in the social order don't know what to do about this. I mean, it's I living in Texas my whole life, you'd think that the, you know, how about, you know, Texas seceding from the Union or whatever else? Or,
well,
you know,
yeah, I mean, down here, I mean, I'm not a native Texan. I've been down here about 9 years. But the rest of the country, you know, we regarded Texas as the good old boys down here with the cowboy hats and the crap kickers, you know, the cowboy boots and the big buckles, and remember the Alamo.
Right. Well, and I wanted to ask Susan, you know, if this country has not got enough of a backbone to stand up to the globalist and say no or no more, you know, at least to the people of Quebec, do they have a sense of national sovereignty or regional sovereignty that they'd be willing to stand up and say no?
Well, I think Canadians are trying, and we're having protests across the country while Bush is here discussing this agreement. So not just in Quebec, but, you know, in every city, every major city, and we're keeping track of that on our website. And certainly there are protests planned here in Alberta, which is kind of like the Texas of Canada. You know, we're the oil province, we're the province that is the home of cowboys, the Calgary Stampede. We're having big protests here. So we're hoping that by the Canadians who know about this standing up and saying no now, that it'll inspire other people in both of our countries to do the same and at the very least, call attention to this issue.
Right. You start, raising the price of diesel and then bringing in the Mexican truckers that have no safety regulations and get the Teamsters a little upset. You know, truck drivers are pretty mean people when they want to be, but, you know, is it going to take a threat to our individual wallets for anybody to stand up and take notice?
Well, and I wonder, too, because, I mean, here in Alberta, we have our oil sands, and what they're doing is they're shipping in Mexican labor or even Chinese labor to work here in the oil sands to get the oil out of the ground. And what's happening is, you know, accidents and, you know, mishaps where people are getting killed. And so it's slowly kind of coming into people's consciousness. You'd think people getting killed would be enough of a boost, but it takes time because the people, I think, just don't want to believe that something like this could happen, so they just don't.
You know, it's fascinating. I'm sitting here looking at just a microcosm here of food prices that are from June of 2006 to June of 2007. Oranges up 20%, eggs up 20%. Frozen juices, 18%. Whole milk, 14%. Apples. I mean, coffee, potatoes, you name it. And the Labor Department down here is saying that the recent inflation data showed that the U.S. food prices rose by 4.1%. Well, here in the States, Yeah, here in the States, the inflation rate is about 11 to 12%. And, I mean, this is totally amazing. And what did Bush say when he was asked about this? He said they cite inflation. He said, I just happen to believe the war has clouded a lot of people's sense of optimism. I mean, we've spent $1 trillion over.
Don't get confused by the numbers, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's $1 trillion? I don't have calculators to go up to $1 million, let alone $1 trillion. But we're spending all this money in the Middle East. You know, our infrastructure is falling apart.
Yes, absolutely.
The jobs are gone.
Well, it's a controlled demolition of our economy now.
Well, and that's exactly what has to take place. There's an old Hegelian dialectic.
Mm-hmm.
Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis.
Yep.
They create the problem, then they demonstrate to you how really bad it is, and then you come up with the solutions that heretofore you wouldn't bought into.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what these people are doing. They are priming us.
Right.
Yeah, because this is supposed to be good for business and good for the economy, exactly.
Yeah. Well, and down here in the States, they're promoting alternative fuels such as ethanol. Well, there's only one problem with that. The program is that the government is basically handing Archer Daniel Midland the monopoly on ethanol. You know, that's no solution. By the way, you said you're in Alberta?
Yes, you betcha.
Okay, to the northwest up there in Gull Island, we have enough reserves on the northern slopes up there and Gull Island to power at present consumption rates in this country for the next 200 years. That's how much oil is sitting up there.
Mm. And under these agreements, what's happening is the U.S. apparently has the policy of energy security, which means securing our oil reserves here. So that's part of this plan, is to pump as much oil out of Alberta to south of the border down to the U.S. as they can possibly do without letting us keep any here in Canada.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'll be honest with you. I don't see why George Bush hasn't come up with a reason to invade Canada.
Well, because he doesn't have to. He can buy us out with this, right?
Yeah, there you go. David, anything else, sir?
Not a lot. I just wanted to check and see how can I support RBN?
How can you support? Dial this number.
Okay.
800-724-2719. They've got a whole litany and list of things that you can do. All right, David?
719. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah. Actually, $1 trillion is 1,000 billion. Actually, 1 million is 1,000,000. So
you mean a billion is 1,000,000,000?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. So
yeah,
there's one thousand.
Wait.
Like let's say I have $1,000.
Wait a minute. Let me reach into my pocket and let me see what I got. I've got 25 cents in my pocket.
All right.
I can't relate to those numbers.
$1,000, and let's say you multiply that times 1,000. That's 1 million. 1 billion is 1,000,000,000, and 1 trillion is 1,000. Billion. Now you're saying that we spent $1 trillion on Iraq?
Actually, $1.2 trillion. $1 trillion
between Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, $1,200,000,000. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I point something out here?
Yes, go ahead, please.
In Canada, rather than having this ridiculous, and I think it's ridiculous, no matter where your political affiliations lie, that to have that kind of debt. Rather than having that, we have actually had budget surpluses in the past few years. However, under this plan, because we're supposed to be signing on completely to the American military adventures overseas as part of this plan, I think it's quite likely we could head the same direction that the U.S. has been heading by getting into debt in order to up our military contributions to the conflicts that the U.S. has started. And we haven't done that on a huge scale. We're in Afghanistan. We didn't do a lot in Iraq, if anything. And we've had budget surpluses for the past few years. We haven't had this incredible amount of debt. But under this plan, perhaps that could change.
Well, and there's another thing behind this. I mean, through the United Nations, I had a woman yesterday that didn't quite understand this, and they were host on this network, with the emphasis were. She was touting the United Nations as being some kind of super nice group of people. And I said, do you realize what the United Nations is and what their agenda is? I said, it's always been run by communists. It is till this day. And this is about nation building. This is about coalition forces that we saw that Canada was in Afghanistan in a minuscule part. But still, this is part of the nation building that we get to gather up a bunch of people and go beat up on somebody else. Hold on, we'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest today, Susan Thompson. The website Viva La Canada. I said that in the last 2 days about 32 times, and of course I had to mess it up today. Viva La Canada. I'll spell that for you folks. V-I-V-E-L-E, and of course Canada, C-A-N-A-D-A .ca. And what I'm going to do, Susan, is I'm going to put a link on our website for the network. I'm going to put a link to vivalacanada.ca.
That would be great. And I'd like to point out that anybody can post articles to it, no matter where you are, Canada, the U.S. We just try and be a hub of information on these agreements and what's happening. Mm-hmm. And it's a very grassroots thing. Anybody can post to it, and we'll usually post your article.
Okay, and I'll tell you what I would like to do. I'd like to link hands with Canada because we're talking the same language. We're after the very same things here. I wouldn't be opposed if you put a little web banner there for Republic Broadcasting, because we talk about a lot of issues that your Canadian friends would be also interested in, whether they be liberal or conservative, because we have got to get past the political paradigm on this thing, because it doesn't matter what your station in life is. See, here in the States, people equate their freedom with how much insulation they have around them, called money. They're now equating that with their freedom, and that is not the way this works. Your freedom is supposed to be protected and guaranteed by your respective governments, and that is not the case anymore. They're running out the back door with our sovereignty, with our very countries and our form of government. People have to understand that. Henry, anything else, sir?
Yeah, hello, yes. What I was also going to say is that she mentioned the stuff going on with the thing in Iraq. The thing is so amazing is that both Canada and United States are supposed to go up there and fight some war to represent some other country's interests, i.e. that SLC over there in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Canada got the same kind of problem that we got with this third world, non-white, non-European immigration that they've been trying to flood in certain parts of Canada, and not supposed to say anything about it. Or the only thing is there was one guy, I think, that was Chinese, I think, who, bad enough as it is, who did make some new law that they can't have anchor babies there.
Yeah.
I think he was one guy who passed, along with other people in the parliament.
Yeah, and this is designed also to cause contention within the respective societies. Here in America, unless you're an American Indian, we all came here from someplace else. And there is nothing wrong with immigration. There's nothing wrong with people.
Well, there's something wrong with the non-white third world immigration we have for the past since 1965 on,
yeah.
Especially illegal, which
yeah.
is ridiculous.
It is.
Making us a third world a slum.
Well, and Susan, down here in this country, I was alerting people to this years ago, and I saw the influx of the illegals coming into this country. And we were all being told that, oh, don't worry about this. You know, well, we're going to find them ways that they can assimilate into the society. They have no inclination whatsoever to do that. Much like we discussed earlier in the program about Quebec. You know, you had your contentious moments up there in Canada about this. But we're talking about up to 42 million people. And we're not even talking about the babies yet to be created and the people to come in from other countries, relatives, friends, family, you name it.
This is a central difference in perspective between Canada and America. This is a huge issue, a controversial issue, obviously, within the States. And in Canada, it really isn't. I mean, we have a different culture around immigration. We've always, this is what they teach you in elementary school here, is that we're a mosaic rather than a melting pot. That we incorporate the unique traits of each culture into a larger mosaic rather than asking that they be abandoned in favor of more homogenous American identity. Yeah. It's a central difference between the two countries, but I think what we need to recognize is that this agreement is more, it is more threatening to sovereignty and to our cultures than immigration ever will be.
No, what I was going to finish saying here, Susan, is that here, I don't care if you call it a mosaic, a melting pot, whatever it is. That's not my issue of contention here. What I am saying is that we have up to 42 million Mexicans in this country that don't want to assimilate, don't want to learn the language, don't want to assimilate to the culture and be a part of it. They want California and Arizona and Texas and New Mexico because they're claiming the more radical groups of the illegals that are in this country, La Raza, the Reconquistas, whatever, they're claiming that this belongs to them and they're going to take it back.
Well, and this is what I'm saying, is that because of our different outlook on immigration, Canadians don't feel any sort of threat from illegal immigrants. To us, it's almost like we're being forced to be more afraid of this issue because of this sort of harmonization with U.S. immigration policy and with these fears. And this is a central difference between the opposition this agreement in Canada.
I wonder how the Canadians would feel if one morning they woke up and there was 20 million illegal Mexicans sitting in their doorstep,
Canada used to be a predominantly white nation.
Number of illegal immigrants in the States as well, and what constitutes someone as being illegal. This was one of the central arguments against this Safe Third Country Agreement, was that it created more people who didn't have any illegal status, who wanted to be contributing members to American society or Canadian society, but who because of the changes to this agreement, lost any potential to get a legal status within those countries.
Right, so, I understand.
Again, a bone of contention.
Yeah, Henry, you got 30 seconds.
Yeah, but Canada used to be predominantly, probably still is, but it used to be much more predominantly white, North American country, probably still is, but
Originally, it was not white at all. But, because we're a nation of immigrants here as well, certainly that it's been European immigration originally,
right.
or in majority, but at this point, that's changing.
Right. Henry, thank you for your call. Bill, Janet, Mark, Steve, and others will get to all of your calls. We promise we'll do that right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Let's continue the roll of calls with my guest today, Susan Thompson, and bookmark this, ladies and gentlemen. And if you got an email tree, send this out to people to let the your friends and neighbors know that in Canada they're waking up to the very same problems. As I said earlier, we're separated, we're two countries separated by a common language. We have had peaceful relationships and pretty amiable relationships with Canada. And we want to maintain that. We also want to maintain our sovereignty and our borders and our own cultures. Okay, that's what this is about. We have been told over the years that diversification and all of these things is just going to be wonderful. Not if it destroys the basis of your culture and your society. That is not good. If I want to experience something new and different, I'll travel to Canada. I'll travel to Quebec, or I'll go to Japan, or I'll go here, or I'll go there. This whole idea, and this is the one of the points here about the globalists, they just want transnational corporations, transnational people, labor pools to move around the globe at will. this is going to be destroying cultures and countries. And if we respect our this is what we really want to do. We want to maintain the respect for peoples and their differences. I'm a big celebrator of our differences, and we want to keep our cultures. We want to keep control of ourselves and our countries and our respective countries and our self-determination. That's what it's at stake here, and many more issues. But there's just part of it. Let's go back to the phones here. Bill in Idaho. Thanks for holding, Bill.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you so very much. Really appreciate the quality of the ammunition you keep on sending out line here.
Well, I don't have an option, my friend.
Well, none of us do. Ms. Thompson, I can't thank you enough for joining in this battle. It is absolutely imperative that... much like in prior history, more than once in World War I and World War II, the Canadians came to our rescue as well as other European countries. And so it's encouraging. The very last call, 2.5, 3 months ago now, on Art Bell, Premier Radio, we're blocked here in Idaho. After an hour or an hour and a half of mind control on 911, it was a Canadian gentleman, very last call of the evening, that called in and blew the whole thing for him. And so the fact that you're on the air and talking to us is very, very encouraging. I'd mentioned that we sent a package via two very nice grade school art teachers that were down here in Coeur d'Alene for the art walk last weekend. They were completely unaware of Montebello. If you could cover that area a little bit for us and give us an update. And John, that black sheep interview material was with Manny. Bless
okay.
you all.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Montebello, does that ring a bell with you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So basically what's happening, the reason we're talking about this right now really is that President Bush is getting together with the Prime Minister of Canada and the President
that's
of
the 20th and 21st of this month.
That's right, next
okay.
week.
All right.
Next week. So, and they're doing this in Montebello, Quebec, here in Canada, in a beautiful, beautiful hotel. And because they're doing this and because we don't know exactly what they'll be discussing, because these sorts of things don't tend to be released to public, we're holding these huge protests across Canada and as close as we can get to where they're meeting in Montebello as well. Now, the American military and the powers that be here in Canada have been cooperating to try and keep protesters from getting within, I believe it's 25 kilometers of the summit. And so we're doing what we can.
Yeah, you can protest as long as you're not seen or heard.
Absolutely. And there were actually arrests already in Canada last weekend over this. It seems like our police have been trying to cooperate into silencing the critics. So, but we're doing what we can, and this is why we have to keep saying this is not a conspiracy theory. This is happening right now. The executive branches are meeting on it on August 20th to 21st to talk about the specific issue and to go forward.
And if you would do me a favor, the thought just occurred to me, we will run it, and if you want to write an article on this, we'll run it on the main page for the network and as an exclusive. So if you, Susan, if you'd like to pen something, we will post that on the main page as an RBN exclusive, and we will let people know about your organization. There's a lot of people that listen to this program that are in Canada that may not even have been aware of you folks up there.
Well, and they should get in touch with the Council of Canadians as well, because the Council of Canadians is the nonprofit organization that has created the Citizens Coalition across the country. We're doing a lot of reporting on it, and keep an eye on People of Canada as well, because we're having a lot of people attending the various protests post their experiences over the next week to let us know what happens. So
All right.
Try and keep on top of the latest news there.
Well, and we're on the ground. We're there watching this. We're participating in this, and people have got to voice themselves. And there's something very, very sinister that's behind this, and it's the desired effect from the globalists that they want to isolate us, keep us in fear. They don't want, just a prime example, you just brought it up in Montebello, coming up the 20th and 21st, that they're going to have a buffer zone of 25 miles. Well, that's no threat to the participants up there, because you don't have to do a 25-mile security circle around that. It's to prevent the press and the rest of the people seeing what's going on in the country.
Yeah, and from letting people to have input to prevent our leaders from seeing that people oppose this plan, basically.
Yeah. Janet in Texas. Hello, Janet.
Hi. Afternoon, John.
Hi.
Susan.
Hello.
Great discussion. Yeah, I'm pretty much freaked out by this whole thing. The more I find out, the worse it gets. I just had a couple of quick questions. The way I understand our laws here in the U.S., Bush is preparing to basically commit high treason, is he not?
He is.
I would agree so, too, and I would agree the same about our own prime minister as well.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the laws in Canada, but I would imagine they're pretty similar. And he's going out of his way to do it. Anyway, my second question would be kind of a hypothetical. What would happen, do you suppose, to a private citizen or a group of private citizens who arrived at the gates of the White House, you know, wherever the peasants go in to do the tours, to arrest him?
I like the way you put that, the peasants show up.
Yeah,
exactly. At the Taj Mahal, you know.
No, I'm serious. Could a private citizen do that?
I think you could try. It would certainly be something that would get the media's attention, I would think.
Well, can you imagine what it would probably be a huge dampener on this whole SPP, whatever it is, thing, to have the President of the United States arrested by the peons doing this.
I was halfway serious about this. I'm not a violent person. But I often say that I won't fight for my country, but I will certainly kill to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm no fan of military coups. But I was talking to just last week. I was talking to a retired colonel from the Marines, and I made the statement to him. And I didn't know him from Adam. He was just another tourist like I. And we engaged in a conversation. Within 5 minutes, the word treason came out of his mouth, according to Bush. And I said, well, you know what I'm waiting for is a battalion of Marines to walk into the White House, walk past their security, the guys on the roof with the rockets, the laws rockets and everything else, walk in that White House and put handcuffs on this guy and drag him off to jail. And he said, you know, there's been a lot of conversation even before I retired of doing exactly that.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are powerful statements coming from people that in our military here that understand the Constitution and understand the limitations of government. And nobody is happy about this thing, but there has not been a trip mechanism to get this ball rolling. It's all been on the hush-hush. Medias don't cover it. They won't show you any demonstrators. They're making grand plans to sanitize everything so they can keep going. And this with no mandate from the people. The people don't even know this is going on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you have to realize, here in Canada, when we look at the U.S. and we see Americans talking about how displeased they are with the Bush administration at this point in time, that's why we're saying this is crazy for us to line ourselves up under him at this point, because Americans don't even agree with it. So why would we in Canada wholeheartedly endorse this man's, you know, plan?
We would have to wait till after he got back from Canada, because then he will have committed yet another act of treason.
Well, I'd like to see real border security and not allow a foreigner back into our country.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll let you people deal with him up there in Canada.
Yeah.
If he wants to be a North American, then yeah, he can be a North American.
Yeah, because we're certainly tired of him here. I'd like to export this guy someplace.
No, we don't want him.
Okay, well, we don't either, so we'll find another place for him. Janet, thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I just wondered, you know, I mean, in a way, this is good. Everybody talks about this and that, but I think everybody realizes what this is eventually coming down to.
Well, and it doesn't have to necessarily, and I know where you're going with this, and it doesn't have to necessarily get there if we'll stop being scared, stand up on our own 2 feet, proclaim our defiance to this, and proclaim our liberty and our sovereignty. And it doesn't necessarily have to come to, I think, the point you're trying to make here, the Second American Revolution.
Yes. Well, John, you know, as far as fears go, I don't know what that is. I've sat here and made phone calls to my state reps, congressmen and senators, you call them critters, Of course, you never get to talk to them individually. It's always their helpers or whatever their titles are,
mm-hmm.
wanting them to vote against this bill and that bill and so forth, you know. So I'm sitting here trying to be active is my point. I run into people, well, you know, what can we do? Well, shut up and listen.
Yeah.
And then I tell them, look, I've called congressmen, senators, and state reps. I do it. You can do it.
That's right.
And the phone service I've got, it's free long distance calls, so I love doing this.
Well, you know, and let me give you folks out there a prime example of it doesn't matter what your political affiliations were. Down here, they were trying to push this the legalization process or amnesty here in the states, and I was listening to C-SPAN when Michael Chertoff of the Homeland Security was on. And a woman called in, a self-proclaimed black liberal woman from New York City, and she basically told Chertoff, you've got to be crazy. You know, I mean, so this is an issue just like the immigration or the legalization, trying to legalize these illegals in this country. This is something that crosses party lines. We can leave that divisiveness behind us and work on this as a common issue of self-protectionism and, you know, maintaining our cultures in our respective countries.
Well, I mean, I've already gone through the immigration thing, but what we can agree with is that we have to alert our elected officials to what's going on because, frankly, a lot of them simply do not know. This is happening without congressional oversight. It's happening without any sort of legislative process here in Canada or in Mexico. This is happening, away from the eyes of most of our elected representatives. We have to call them. We have to say, look, have you heard of this? Do you know what it is? What are the agreements that are being made? Where is your position? It should be a presidential election issue in the States, just like it should be an election issue in our next election here.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important because so many people simply do not know.
They don't. Mark, anything else? I'm sorry I had to pull you down because your background was real noisy. Go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with parties or whatever. I see it doing is do you have a heart for your country?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you love it or not? If you don't, leave it.
Well, and really these agreements, they're going to limit the power of our elected officials as well. What power are they going to have to make laws or do what they'd like to do in government if it's all being decided above their heads? They should be just as concerned about this as regular citizens.
Well, and here's another point to ponder on this issue, that and there is nobody. And I cannot be convinced of anybody within the United States government, I don't care if it's on the congressional side or the Senate side, they know about this, but they will claim ignorance on the Security and Prosperity Partnership about the North American Union, where we can go back through, and like you people did up there in Canada, you went through the timeline. You went through all the bills and everything that was passed and all the
mm-hmm.
enablers. I mean, Ronald Reagan. I mean, this goes back years.
Oh, years, yeah. It's been happening step by step.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Mark, I thank you for your call, sir. Let's continue with the calls. Steve in Ohio, you're on with Susan Thompson of Viva La Canada. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Yes, I want to thank you for this show. I'm a new fan of yours.
Well, so, thank you.
I first wanted to tell Susan that I really appreciate what the Canadian people did during 9/11. I heard so many stories of them taking Americans into their homes for that week or whatever it was.
Yeah, many of us did, especially in the East. It was very important to us, and we still remember that.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I've never heard anybody thank the American or the Canadian people publicly, and I want to do that right now.
You just
did. Thank you.
And, okay, and then
honestly,
for John,
I'm sorry. Right. I mean, that's one thing Canadians really wanted was just some sort of acknowledgement for that because we felt, you know, that was just, we just wanted to thank you, so thank you.
Okay, well, I think about that often, and me and my friends talk about that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Now, for John, I wanted to ask you, you know, I think back of right before we invaded Iraq, and do you remember all the demonstrations that was going on all over the world? I mean, millions and millions of people was totally against that.
Mm-hmm.
We had leaders from almost every country telling us don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the arrogant people just went in and did it, you know. So I just can't see how the people's voice could stop this whole, you know, North American
I'll tell you how it's going to be stopped. And that's by, and forget the political affiliations, forget the differences
yes.
in skin color, forget all of that stuff. That we treat each other with the due respect to inform our fellow respective Americans and Canadians that we drop all political differences, all other things. We link hands, and we fight the battle that needs to be fought. And we have got to link together. And that's one thing that they cannot defeat, and that's the respective people of our countries. I mean, if you're an, just as well, let me put it to you this way, just as well as the occupation of Iraq is working right now, if the people are united, we cannot be conquered. Anything that they do can be undone. But when they have us off to the side, have us isolated, have us scared, have us running in the proverbial rat maze, nothing gets done. But when we stop and we recognize the problems, we relay the information to each other, and we join hands, the New World Order gets stopped right in their tracks.
Well,
they need this North American Union to complete their agenda.
Oh, yeah.
What they want us to believe is that it's a done deal, that it's inevitable. This is the word that's kicked around all the time. This is inevitable. And if we just say, okay, well, there's nothing we can do, then it becomes inevitable. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And here in Canada, we have a point of hope about that Iraq occupation because we didn't officially join that because
right.
our people stood up and said, we don't want to be part of this
right.
invasion and occupation, and therefore we didn't officially join in.
That's right.
So for us, it's worked in the past.
Good. Steve, I thank you for your call, and keep listening, sir. All right. Tim, I'll take your call. You'll be the final call in a short segment and the conclusion of this edition of the National Intel Report with Susan Thompson. Her website, vivalacanada.ca. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about.
If we had a longer segment, I'd let a little bit of that music play. But we don't. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I've got one more caller I want to squeeze in here. Is Tim. And where are you from, Tim?
Hi, John. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Tim, where are you from?
This is Tim Wingate.
Oh, hey, Tim Wingate.
I told him to tell you that.
Oh, well, he held something up, but it took me so long to get around to you that I forgot that you're Tim Wingate.
Oh, that's okay, John.
Okay.
Listen, I really loved the show, and Susan, I really appreciate the work that you've done. And
thank you.
We know that the research shows that the timeline goes way back, and some of the same cabal members are still alive that helped start, shall we say, the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. Their descendants are still also in power and influencing this whole thing. And for all practical purposes, this is globalism. They also like to repeat history because they find things that work and how to seduce a population into going their way. So kind of the question I have, a little tongue-in-cheek, but yet I think it's apropos if we look at Nazi Germany. I could see Canada as being as Austria. But what is Mexico? Is it Poland or the Sudeten land?
Now, I don't know if we invaded Mexico that they'd sit on the walls and wave at them and think the German troops coming down the road was a parade.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but as far as Canada being annexed peacefully like Austria was, I can see that happening.
Well, this is our fear. We don't want to be, you know, some sort of controlled little puppet state of America. We don't want to be annexed. And this is, you know, something we've been, it's a deep part of the Canadian consciousness since, you know, back to the War of 1812. So I think when it breaks into the mainstream, that's something we have going for us, is that desire to maintain independence. Hopefully it'll help us in our fight to stop this agreement.
Yeah, I hope so too. And John, I think you're absolutely right that we have to just drop the political monikers and just say, look, we're Americans, we believe in freedom, individual sovereignty, let Canada be Canada, let Mexico be Mexico, let the U.S. be the U.S.
There you go.
And
mm-hmm.
and let's just let's develop more individual freedom and sovereignty and kick these globalists out. They're the problem, not the rest of us.
That is exactly right. Tim Wingate, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I appreciate it very much. Tim Wingate is a host on this network, and on my monitor here, I wasn't told that it's Mr. Wingate. I was flashed a little sign about 20 minutes ago, and I completely forgot about it. At any rate, my apologies, Tim Wingate. Susan Thompson, I'm going to put the link to Viva La Canada on our site, and if you would, do me a favor, we'll run it as an exclusive story. If you'll put a story together and ship it down here, we will put it on our main website.
Yep, we'll try and promo you as well.
Well, I would appreciate that very much, because I'll tell you what, I do own this network, and this has been the mission of mine for freedom and liberty and sovereignty. And I'd like to celebrate our differences. I'd like to keep each other in our respective countries. So, you know, when I cross a border someplace and I'm looking at different people and different cultures and different ways of doing things, that's how I celebrate diversity. I don't want Canada being part of the United States any more than you want the United States being part of Canada.
Yeah, and I think that's certainly where we all agree.
Yeah, most assuredly.
Yeah.
Susan Thompson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll have you back. And any time that you have any alerts or any stories that you want out, just give us a call. We'll put them on the website as an exclusive.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. And until then, think of ways that you can join in the fight for our freedom, our liberty, our sovereignty, ourselves, our way of life, our culture, not only for us here and now, but also for the generations yet to come. There's a lot to be celebrated and enjoyed, but we have to have a free common ground and a country in which to do that. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. With